Finally, Adele, how can the findings about the importance of executive functions inform education policy and practice?
Well, unfortunately, it's not informing it enough. So we've known, for example, for 20 years that people, whether they're kids or us adults, learn better when we have to actively use the information, right? If I asked anybody, who's going to learn the route better, the driver or the passenger in the car? Everybody knows the answer and everybody knows why. The driver is going to learn it better because the driver has to use the information. The passenger is passively sitting there, so the passenger is not going to learn the route as well. And then, for some reason, we forget that when we put people in school and we have them passively sitting in their seats, listening to the teacher who's learning the information very well. It doesn't make sense. We need to have any students at any age, but especially little kids who aren't built to be sitting still, actively engaged in the material. We know that if you can improve executive functions a little bit and you can scaffold them a little bit, that buys you a lot. Because then kids can be on their own or with one other kid or in a small group working productively. So then the teacher can take time to give Johnny instruction and Susie isn't missing out because she's busy doing her thing. The teacher can take time to observe what Susie needs and see whether she's ready to advance or how to help her progress. The teacher can have them all work at their own individual level, because if Johnny's working here and Susie's working there, it doesn't matter if they're at different levels. It buys you so much.